Ravenswood. We're at the Railway Hotel, and this little town just keeps bringing surprises. We're at the Railway Hotel, as I said. Let's go inside and have a look. I love these little country towns because, and going inside these pubs is so unique. I'll take you inside and have a look. How great is this? What a lovely, look at the gardens. Barn find? Maybe, maybe not. I love looking at these things though. GT, hey? It's got the shaker. Is it original? Is it an original? Original GT. Here's a GT from the olden days. Ford. Built for comfort. About the suspension. Brown's Hotel, a wooden structure with over 50 bedrooms, and all that remains today are these stairs. Stairway to nowhere. So Ravenswood's well known as a gold mining town, and it still is one of the largest, biggest gold mining towns in Queensland. And back in the heyday, when it was 3,000 people living here, I think back in the early 1900s, they had up to 40 odd between 40 and 50 pubs or hotels. So there's two today. So we've done the railway. Now we're going to do, the locals call it the Impey. It's actually the Imperial Hotel. So let's go check that one out. Thank you. the size of his billiard table. It's pretty big. What do you reckon, Ange? Yeah, it's probably the biggest pool table I've ever seen. Or billiards. See how good we are, Angie? We're going to sink it in that corner. Ooh! I'm going to sink it in that corner. Oh, yes.
We are not billion
Well, check this bike out, folks. This is rather unique. How you going, Dave?
Hey, how are
you? So you own this bike, I mean?
I do, yeah.
check it out.
Made up as a 1950s tandem bike, street parade bike. A bit of work and she's... a bit more colour and put the 70cc engine on it.
70cc?
Yeah, so I can get up to around about 55 k's.
55 k's? Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, exhaust. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Dave. Thanks for showing us the bike, mate.
No worries.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, welcome to Ravenswood.
Welcome to Ravenswood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome place, isn't it?
It is.
Well, guys, the locals told us about this special little spot. I've never seen anything like it. It's quite stunning, actually, but it's a giant lump of quartz. That's right, quartz. Check this out. Have you ever seen anything like this? I've seen quartz, but I've never seen a giant lump just coming out of the ground like that. It's so different. So it's apparently it's 300 million years old. In the past, granite rock formations would have covered this landscape. Quartz has a greater resistance to the erosive forces of wind and rain than granite. Over a vast period of time, the granite rock has weathered away to expose the quartz outcrop, which they call white blow, as you see today. white blow is estimated to be over 300 million years old. So the tectonic plates millions of years ago have just pushed this quartz up out of the ground. But it's very interesting. Wow, that's, yeah, never seen a lump of quartz like that. That's incredible.